Well, when you're talking about surfing safari with a beach watch, you can't go past that old one, can you?
No.
So let's talk about surfing. Suzanne Hart owns She Travels, a company that specialised in women-only tours to destinations like Bali, teaching women how to surf and building self-confidence at the same time. But her latest adventure is a yoga and surfing adventure in Sri Lanka, and this time the men are welcome to join in. Graham Kemlow spoke to her from Bali.
Well, Suzanne Hart is back on the line from Bali. Now, Suzanne has a business here in Australia called She, Suzanne Hart Events. And we've spoken to Suzanne before about her forays into surf country, taking a group of women, teaching them to surf, building self-confidence, and all of the above, all the boxes being ticked. Well, she's progressing that business and very soon is going to be taking off a little further than Bali to Sri Lanka. Well, welcome back to the show, Suzanne.
Thank you, Graham. Good morning.
Good morning. And she still goes.
She still does. She surfs, she does yoga, and she wants to go to Sri Lanka.
Well, that sounds good. Now, you've helped, I don't know how many dozens or scores or maybe hundreds of women to learn to surf. I think they get a certificate too, don't they?
No, well, not an official certificate, but they definitely get some. They definitely get some photos. Definitely. But they walk away with photos to prove that they actually stood up on a surfboard, which is usually the bragging rights. They take that home to the family, to the kids, to the husbands, to the partners, and say, look what I did, which is, you know,
I think it's great. And what's the typical profile of attendees on these events?
We average, with our women's only holidays, the average age would be 40 plus.
Okay.
Which is kind of a bit of a surprise to me, but in other ways, not at all. So we find that women in their late 30s have always been very attracted to learning something new and learning to surf. But it's also women in their 40s, a lot of the time, if they have kids, their kids are a little bit older. Sometimes their kids are, they want to surf with their kids. You know, they drop them off all the time and they watch them and they think, gee, it'd be nice to get out there and actually have a surf. Mm. And, of course, for a lot of women who have partners who surf, they're a little bit sick of the partner always getting up early or going out late in the afternoon and being out in the water for a couple of hours, and they're sitting by a pool with a drink in their hand, which is only fun for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So I think that there's so much around us in the media and everything that we know about being active. You're never too old to learn to surf. As long as you can swim, you are relatively fit. Anybody can stand up on a surfboard. It's staying up is a little harder, but you can get up on a surfboard and you can just have a whole lot of fun.
Now, you're not taking them to the Bunzai pipeline, are you?
No, we're not. No. And I am fortunate enough to live up here in Bali. And one of the main attractions for me, of course, was that there's some of the best waves in the world here. On the weekend, I was surfing on little small 1-2 foot waves out on Baby Reef in Sanur, and just so much fun. Out with the local kids and we're laughing and carrying on. If you catch a wave, you do, it's fun. You're on a wave with someone else and it's all just, you know, to me, what I want most out of surfing, which is just having a great time out in the water. And then other times we'll go to other parts of the island where it'll be, you know, a good solid 4 to 5 foot. That's a different day and that's when I'm up for something a bit more of a challenge. But when we're first teaching people, and I don't teach people how to surf. I am, of course, have an event management background, and so my job is bringing together the logistics and making sure that we have somewhere beautiful to stay, that everybody is looked after, that the program flows nice and easily so people don't have to worry about a thing. They just have to worry about what time they get up and whether they've got their rashi with them. We worry about everything else. So we have local instructors because we believe very, very strongly that there is nothing that beats local knowledge. So our local instructors will do all of the hard work out in the water. And their job, working closely with me, their job is to make sure that we take the ladies to breaks where they are feeling confident, comfortable, and it matches with their ability. So we don't take them out to Uluwatu. We don't put them in the middle of a really big set with experienced surfers who are going to get cranky because, you know, who are these people who don't know how to surf coming out here? They shouldn't even be out here. So, yeah, really very, very structured, but also very relaxed because you can't learn to surf and do any of these sorts of things if you just don't relax and try to enjoy it.
Now, you've chosen in the past to make these women-only activities, and I think you have, you know, a dozen or 14 people maximum. What was the reasoning for that? Was it just to give women the time out on their own, not to have to worry about the bloke or partner or whatever?
There was quite a few things, I think, that came in my thought process. And firstly, you know, I'm spending a lot of time through business travelling on my own, and that's where She Travels first came from, because I would find myself at the end of a conference or a trade show or a business trip kind of sitting somewhere beautiful, looking around going, well, this is nice, but, you know, wouldn't it be nice to share it with other women? So we started putting together trips focused solely on women, and there's something... Graham, I'm not sure you'll ever really understand this.
No,
With the greatest of respect. With the greatest of respect. But there is something really, really fabulous about getting a group of women together who either know each other or don't know each other. It makes no difference. There's a really lovely communication and bonding process that we seem to understand and get. And we know for a fact that, you know, some of the best conversations happen just with sitting around with people with no filters, no nothing around it, just being relaxed in an environment that is people feel women feel particularly safe and comfortable in. It's nothing about not wanting to be with men. We've also found that women learning to surf with a group of women means that they're not worrying about so much about what they look like maybe or what someone thinks of them or whether their partner's saying to them, you should have done that or you should have got that right. We know for a fact that partners should not teach their partners how to surf. It does not end well. So we've had this really wonderful opportunity to see women say, they come along for whatever their reasons are and they say, I really want to learn how to surf. Then they go home and they say, oh my goodness, I went out on the weekend and I surfed with my kids and my husband and it was just the family environment that I always wanted to, or getting out there with your girlfriends or whatever else. It ticks lots of boxes for people and it's been a really great environment. Preempting your question, I'm sure, about why now suddenly the blokes...
Yeah.
We got a little bit of pushback from the men who were left at home saying, when are you going to let us come on one of these trips? And when I started talking with my fabulous favourite yoga teacher, Mark Feely, from Westside Yoga based in Seddon, we just talked more and more about this, and I would come back from a trip up in Bali when I was still living in Melbourne and he would look at me and say, gosh, you look so relaxed, and I said, oh, yoga and surfing, goodness gracious, and the conversation began really from there. And Mark said, if you ever want to do anything together, let me know. And we literally started speaking about bringing something together that was based on what we were already doing, but that also allowed the co-ed. You know, you can bring your partner along, your boyfriend, your brother, your husband, your friend, or you can just come along still by yourself. It doesn't make any difference, but opening it up, to men and women.
Okay, so when is your first foray into the Sri Lankan surf?
24 to 30th of November, we're heading to Sri Lanka.
Okay.
Really exciting. I had not been to Sri Lanka, of course, heard so much about it. And I think for Australians, we're quite interested in Sri Lanka from what I understand what the local people have told me. A lot of Australians are visiting and a lot of Australian groups are starting to head over. It's a really beautiful country. The food is amazing. I could not get enough of the Sri Lankan food. Mm-hmm. The people are very lovely, really friendly, and the beaches are stunning. It's the postcard white sand beach.
Okay.
The surf breaks are really suitable for us, so we have great areas where we can take beginners straight off the beach just to get their confidence levels up, and then there are lots of other breaks where the more experienced surfers will be taken out to. So we're really looking forward to being, you know, in a different country and working with different people, always the locals. It's really exciting.
Okay, well, it sounds great. Just in the few seconds we've got left, how do people get in touch about this adventure?
So they can go to our website, which is shetravels.net.au, and just click through to the yoga and surfing retreats, and you'll find all the information there about Sri Lanka. We've got direct flights too, I understand, coming out of Melbourne directly into Colombo.
Suzanne Hart there speaking with Graham Kemlow, and our apologies about the sound quality there. We had a few technical problems and you may have noticed a bit of an echo, so I hope you managed to hear the interview okay without it.